Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting fourth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Catfish Hunter. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Rod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is hit by the pitch. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munson scores. Nettles moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, Orioles, 1. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is hit by the pitch. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Orioles 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Torres, and towards Grich, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Coggins moves to second. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Orioles 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munson moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munson scores. Chambliss moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chambliss tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Yankees. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards second. Grich fields it and throws to first for the out. May throws to Bellinger, who throws back to May, who tags Nettles for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins strikes out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich is hit by the pitch. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Blomberg hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook now playing shortstop. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-3 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Torres scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mason for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Tom Schoppe pinch runs for Jim Northrup. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.